Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. It's not easy fishing. We're stuck up here in this atmosphere, and the fish we're trying to catch are down there out of sight. But nature offers clues. Jimmy Fee at On the Water magazine joins us to talk a little about knowing what types of fish are around. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Hey, Jimmy, people who don't fish might be surprised to hear that one way to figure out what the fish are doing is to look in the sky.
Exactly, yeah. So up in the sky, you look at the birds, and the seabirds especially are a very good indicator that there are some predatory fish around. What happens is when you have game fish like striped bass or bluefish, they will drive the smaller bait fish to the surface, and that attracts birds, you know, seabirds, you know, whether they be terns or gulls or even ospreys, and they come in for an easy meal. And a lot of times, the type of bird you see is actually an indication of what type of bait and then maybe even what type of fish that are there.
All right, I want to ask you about that. But first, I'm thinking about those bait fish which are caught between these predators underneath, these big fish chasing them to the surface. And as soon as they get there and they're trying to get away from the predators underneath, they've got birds diving on them from above, picking them off the surface of the water, right? That's what's happening?
It's a short and brutal life for the fish at the bottom of the food chain.
So you can tell sometimes something about which fish are around by which birds are feeding. Tell us about that.
So generally, you know, the types of birds will specialize in certain types of bait fish. So terns, they're smaller birds, so they tend to feed on smaller bait fish, whether it's sand eels or spearing or silver sides or bay anchovies. So if you see terns, you can be pretty sure that it's small bait fish. Generally, it's going to be smaller fish. You know, sometimes it's bluefish. Terns are my best friends during albie season. You see a bunch of terns, together. They're on those small baits that false albacore love to eat. When I'm looking for big stripers, I want to find some bigger birds. I'd like to find some herring gulls. You see a big flock of herring gulls diving. That's a great sign of some bigger fish. Earlier this spring, I was on Narragansett Bay. We'd seen some flocks of terns. And, you know, we figured, oh, they're probably just really small stripers, so we'll ignore those. And then later in the day, we saw a big flock of herring gulls and some larger gulls. And we went over there, and sure enough, there were squid and herring on the surface with some stripers up to about 25 pounds feeding on them. So it was a completely different class of fish under the bigger birds. But sometimes just a single bird is a sign that there's some good fish and some good bait nearby. And when I talk about that, I mean ospreys. You know, you see ospreys, and they're fishing for, you know, big baits themselves, either it's herring or it's bunker. And if you see an osprey diving in the area, that's an indication that there's some big bait, and oftentimes there's some big stripers around that bait.
Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
So we're just past the May full moon. Some nice fish moved through Buzzards Bay. Some nice fish moved along the south side. Seems like the whole Cape is surrounded by striped bass up to about 36 inches, with some, you know, quite a bit larger than that. We already saw one push of fish go through the canal this weekend. You know, those guys had a pretty good couple days. So there's some good fish in Cape Cod Bay right now. And I'm hearing about some bluefish in Buzzards Bay. I was really hoping for a strong run of them on the south side beaches. I love catching them on, you know, say South Cape Beach and Papanesset when they're in there. But it hasn't developed yet. I've heard some rumors about them, but every time I've gone, it's been all stripers, which isn't a bad thing, but a little variety would be nice.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.